Now, verse 7, I will mention the loving kindness of the Lord and the praises of the Lord according to all that the Lord hath bestowed on us and the great goodness toward the house of Israel, which he hath bestowed on them according to his mercies and according to the multitude of his loving kindness. Now, the entire content and intent changes abruptly at this point. It's like coming out of darkness into the sunlight of noonday. It's a transfer from black to white. Our God is glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders. And this is only one aspect of his many attributes. He's good, and he exhibits loving kindness. He also is a God of mercy. And if these attributes were not in evidence, we would all be consumed today. You may be sure of that. But he has to come in judgment to take over this earth someday. And he's given man, it seems to me, an extra long time to turn to him. Now, verse 8, for he said, surely they are my people, children that will not lie. So he was their Savior. Now his people here are Israel. Why? Because the church has already gone to be with him, friends, in his presence. And there are a great company of Gentile nations down here that will turn to him in that day. It's as if he had high hopes of them, but they disappointed him. Because he was their Savior, they would not lie. Does he not expect us to walk well pleasing to him today? And he says, lie not one to another to us, by the way. Now, here's a marvelous verse. In all their affliction, he was afflicted, and the angel of his presence saved them. You remember the angel of the Lord went before him, and I think that was none other than the pre-incarnate Christ. Now, we're told here again in verse 9, in his love and in his pity, he redeemed them, and he bare them and carried them all the days of old. Now, how tender are these words? He entered into the sufferings of his people. Now, there's been some question about whether this first part of this verse should be negative or whether it should be positive, whether we should have the affirmative. In all their affliction, he was afflicted. Now, we have good manuscript evidence for that. But also, there's probably even better manuscript evidence for in all their affliction, he was not afflicted. Now, which one is true? Well, actually, both is true, but I like the negative much better because actually, when he went with them through the wilderness and in their affliction, he wasn't afflicted. In other words, when serpents came upon them, they didn't come upon him. In all their afflictions, he was not afflicted, but he was like a mother or a father. He just stood by and waited for them. He never ran ahead of them. The pillar of cloud was there and the pillar of fire was there. God was waiting for them. And for 40 years through the wilderness, he was patient with them. And how patient sometimes a mother is. I used to watch a mother when I was pastor here in Pasadena. My study was right by the street that led right down to the market. And she had two children. One she carried, and the other little fella, he walked some of the time. Some of the time she pushed him. And she'd wait for him. The little fella would stop. He might fall down. He might stay along the way doing something he shouldn't do. And she'd just stop and wait for the little fella. And I thought, well, that's the way God's been doing with me all these years. I fall down. I get in trouble. And he just waits for us. And that's the way he did with his people, and he'll do that with us today. This is a marvelous verse,